Hi, this is Larry London. I welcome you to Border Crossings, where we are joined today by singer-songwriter Gabby. Gabby Sklar is her name. Gabby Sklar is coming out with a new album, if it's not already out, that deals with the fact that before this album, something was missing. That's what I read. It said something was missing. And that was the impetus for this album, which took you a few years to actually put together. So welcome, Gabby, and what was missing?
Hi. Well, thank you so much for having me. I think what was missing, so we have this new EP out, and it's really the stepping stone of who I am as an artist and who I am as a person. And I think we were doing singles and that kind of showed a little bit about me, but I think a fuller project really allowed people to understand me and also share their stories and relate to this project of love and loss. It's called Heartbreak in Heaven. And it's out and I'm so excited about it.
That's great. And so for you personally, I mean, have you experienced heartbreak or have you broken a few hearts along the way?
All of the above.
All of the above.
It's not fun on either side. But absolutely, of course, I've experienced heartbreak. And I think so many people have. And that's why it's been so amazing and sharing this project is hearing other people's stories and just creating something so much larger than myself.
And you like watching The Bachelor, just like me.
I do.
So you're very much interested in watching other people's love lives as well, I guess.
Absolutely.
Did you think it was going to be Kelsey in the end?
I mean, they were all so amazing. It was such a great season. I feel like I was super invested. I got my mom hooked on it. I got my grandma hooked on it. Like my whole family was tuning in. But yeah, I wasn't surprised, but also I saw it going either way.
Okay. Well, we're happy to have you with us. And Gabby Sklar is our guest talking about her new EP, which is Heartbreak Heaven, which is also the name of a song on the album.
Yeah. So Heartbreak in Heaven with the lead single Heartbreak in Heaven. I think overall the project, it's six tracks and a lot of it deals with love and loss and all the feelings in between, the complexities. And it's just, I'm just so happy it's out.
It's interesting that you would say something's missing and then you're making an album about something missing in terms of love.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, in something missing, there's a lot of soul searching and discovery about yourself and life and piecing things together. And life sometimes, you know, it takes the course and it can go so many different ways. And I think this project really reflects that, whether it's the first track, Back to Earth, and talking about, you know, losing love and people being out of touch and wanting to bring them back to reality, or Heartbreak in Heaven dealing with loss and, you know, personal to me, but how other people receive that, which is, I just think is universal. You know, we don't always have everything figured out, and it's sometimes it's fun to live life and figure out how it pieces together.
And you worked with Ariana Grande's producer.
Yes, Tommy Brown. Mm-hmm. So Tommy Brown executive produces my project, shout out Champagne Therapy. And he actually found me from TikTok and we've been working together ever since.
That's a great place to be discovered. It didn't hurt a lot of careers, you know, to be on social media. And it's given a new opportunity for some exposure. And one of the things that I found very interesting about you in reading up about you, Gabby Sklar, is that you are fond of a place where I lived for 2 years, Japan. And this album has a lot of Japan in it.
You think? I was fortunate enough to take a trip with Sony Electronics in 2023. And we went to Japan and it was just an amazing experience. I met some fans who recognized me from online and hopefully I'm able to do a live show over there soon. But I love it over there. Everyone's amazing. The food is amazing. The culture is amazing.
Yes, yes. You like sushi, I guess.
Oh, hell yeah. <You know it. laughs> Absolutely.
And so, yeah, the people in Japan are nice. It's a very polite, you know, society. And I'm sure when you get to perform there, whether it be in Harajuku or Shibuya or wherever they send you to perform, because we're on in Japan, by the way, you know, people will, you know, embrace you. They'll come, they'll love you, and they sing along in English with your songs, even though they don't speak English. Which has got to feel good.
What's so interesting is I think a lot of it's the gesture where, like, you don't even have to necessarily speak verbally the same language, but the gestures and the sense of humor, like, sometimes it was really easy, even though no words were kind of, and also music is so universal. Like, it really transcends language barriers. It's emotion. And I feel like that's so cool that it brings people together like that. But yeah, I would love to tour there. I would love to meet more people over there. It was amazing.
Yeah, you make a connection, I guess, is what it's all about, regardless of the language. People love opera music. It's Italian, but people love to listen to it. So,
You understand the emotion. I think
yes.
really that feelings are universal. That's what transcends, I think, language barriers for sure.
Now, I also read where you have a letter that you have kept with you that your mom wrote, and she wrote it to you during a difficult time in your life. If I might get personal and ask what the nature of the letter is.
It really is. It's so small. And I don't think when she wrote it, she thought, like, she used to leave me little post-its on my lunch boxes at school and like things like that. And I remember, I think I was like 16, 17, and it was kind of just like a rough course of what am I doing with my life and what's next? And juggling my personal life and heartbreak and all of those things that normal teenagers go through, but also, being an artist and as a parent, they were like, I don't know how to give you the right advice. I don't know what the right advice is. So she just wrote me this little letter just saying, I love you and, come back to this whenever you need that validation that I'm always here for you and keep going. And it was just a beautiful thing to hear. I think like being supported by someone that you love and admire so much is like all you could ever ask for, so I have that in my wallet folded up. And I remember in high school, I jumped in a pool and without realizing it was in my pocket, savored it, and then like laminated it. So that way, if I ever accidentally, jump into a pool and it's in my pocket again, it's safe.
It's
So
safe. You can make photocopies and just make sure you keep them.
exactly. Yes.
Gabby Sklar is our guest, and Heartbreak in Heaven is the name of the new EP. And it's been a couple of years since you put out new music.
Well, we put out singles all of last year. I think I hadn't really put out a full project that had as much weight as I feel this project does. And also, with the growth of me as a person and artist, I felt it was time, definitely. And I think there'll be a lot more projects ahead. But I've always loved, consuming music as albums and EPs. And I really love, just as like a fan of my favorite artists, so listen to music that way. It's vinyl from start to end. So I felt I owed it to the people that have been so patient, that have been waiting online and following me for the past couple of years, that it was time.
It was time. The time is right. So that's good. It's good that you put out an EP now. People can go get Heartbreak in Heaven. You grew up in Long Island,
Yes, I
which
do.
down the block from Billy Joel and Meghan Trainor.
Oh, I didn't know Meghan Trainor's from Long Island.
Yep. She's
I
from
did
Long.
know Billy Joel. I pass the park all the time that's dedicated to him. I've yet to see him out. I know a lot of Long Islanders will be like walking around Cold Spring Harbor or Oyster Bay, and he's just out and about, which is so crazy to me because it's Billy Joel,
Yeah.
Very proud of my New York roots and Long Island roots.
Now that's great. It's New York is the Big Apple. Long Island's great. It's you're close to everything. It's the heart of America. But so we're happy to have you on the show today. We're going to ask if you do a song for us.
Absolutely. I could do
Okay.
two, actually.
Oh,
The
two. Great. Well, we'll play one at a time. What's the first one?
first one is going to be Back to Earth, which is the first track off of Heartbreak in Heaven, my new EP.
All right, here we go. This is Gabby Sklar on Border Crossings.
Remember the time. Maybe one day I'll when I close my eyes. You floated me up and away. Maybe one day I'll bring you back to earth. Keep you as you were. You said you never leave. So where'd you go without me? Can't feel you from a distance. But you're too
That's Back to Earth, Gabby Sklar, who's with us today here on Border Crossings. And what was the inspiration behind that song?
I think having a very deep love and care for someone and just wanting things to grow in one direction, but having them kind of feel a little out of touch, and the idea of what you wanted something to be versus the reality of what it was. And I always just love that saying, back to earth, like you have to bring them back to earth, kind of be centered and grounded. And it was everything but that. So It was titled Back to Earth.
Are you single right now?
Yep.
So
thank you for reminding me.
What would be the perfect guy for Gabby Sklar?
I don't know yet.
You don't know?
I think I know, and then I meet someone else or I see things that surprise me in good ways, and it really just opens my mind. So I'm not closed off. I think someone who has a great sense of humor, whoever's watching this, just is a good person who has a good personality, can make me laugh. Yeah, intelligent.
That's great. That's great. Maybe you'll go on The Bachelorette.
I don't know about this lifetime, but I love watching it. So.
Gabby Sklar chatting with us right now. I assume your home is that Long Island or where?
Currently I'm in Long Island. I've been traveling a little bit, but I'm here for a little bit. And then I go back to LA. So best of both worlds, you know?
Mm-hmm. You and your dogs. I understand you can't live without
your dog. He's actually not here right now. So a little separation anxiety, but I just saw him. He's with my grandma right now. So yeah, gotta love him though.
So what's your favorite part of this business? I mean, being a young, you've been doing it since you were seven, so you're not really new, but as far as the business goes, do you like the songwriting part best? Do you like the performing? Which is the best part of the process for Gabby Sklar?
Such a loaded question, because I think there's a lot, even in the moments that are more learning lessons, there's still so much good that comes from it and a lot of growth. And I really appreciate all different eras of my career so far. I don't know if I could pinpoint a favorite. I think like I love performing. I love writing. I love the prep and going into performing, meeting a bunch of people online and seeing how that, you know, translates to real life, which is incredible. Mm-hmm. I think one of my favorites though is probably like the people I work with and meeting people that are so different from me, yet we're able to like sit down in a room and share our life and our stories and get to know one another. And we're all at different points in our lives and different, maybe from different countries and different ages and all these different things. But it kind of comes back down to the part of like music is this common thread, and having people that are a part of my journey that really see the potential of me. And sometimes that happens before I even see the potential of me. And it's just having that friendship that kind of turns into family and like creating something from nothing.
Hmm. And you talked about, you know, going through your eras. And so it's kind of interesting because looking at the artists that you like, you listen to Celine Dion, you listen to All American Rejects. They have nothing in common. You want to collaborate with Labyrinth and Mark Ronson.
Yes.
So tell me about that.
Oh, I mean, I just think I've always been exposed to different types of music. And there's so many different elements of different genres and different artists that I love. And I you know, some artists, I just love what they stand for. And I love Dolly Parton. And I just think that with the direction of where music is, it's so cool to not box yourself in. But at the same time, I just love music that feels timeless. And that can mean so many different things to so many different people. But yeah, I'm just excited. I feel like, you know, I'm a pop girl at heart, but there's just so many nuances of all these different artists that I really appreciate that I would love to collab with and incorporate in my career.
And that leads me to my next question, is name three artists that you'd like to collaborate with, dead or alive.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that is so hard. I love Celine Dion. I love Dolly Parton, Sam Cooke. Ella Fitzgerald. I don't know. You know, there's so much. I think also just being in the room with some of these people and really being able to like sit down and talk to them. I mean, Nirvana, but I think that would be a very interesting dynamic for sure.
Right.
So yeah, Kurt Cobain. I don't know if I can narrow it to three, but I think, I don't know. I don't know. You got me there. Cause that's,
You were speaking of Kurt Cobain. I know that Billie Eilish mentioned when she recorded What Was I Made For the Barbie film that she read Kurt Cobain's suicide letter before she sang that song.
Wow.
So that's pretty heavy stuff. Pretty heavy, heavy stuff.
I know that they have like books and stuff that have all of his personal stuff in it. And I haven't personally like read through all of that, but I know it's out there and so crazy to me, you know, because I'm like, if someone even saw my notes app or like my songwriting books, I don't know.
There's a lot of reality in there, I'm sure. Where's the most interesting or unusual place that you ever got inspiration to write a song?
So this is like a little, I don't know. I guess the shower. Like,
if I hear that often.
I feel like sometimes like things just come to me. Yeah. Or like in the car. Most unusual, maybe like on a tennis court. Like I was playing tennis once as a kid and I ran off the court and I like voice memoed something and then I ran back in and my friend was like, what? And I was like, you don't have to know. It's fine. It's fine. It's just keeping it for a song for later. But I feel like that's just like, as a creative, you kind of find inspiration and really, really like small things that people maybe don't understand until it's developed further. I don't know. Inspiration really comes from anywhere.
Well, I'll tell you, it's dangerous to date a songwriter because you could end up being the subject of a song.
That's why I'm single. No, I'm saying. yes, definitely.
That's got to be an agreement you make when you go out on the first date. Is there a promise I'm not going to write a song about you?
No, I like actually, I don't really tell people what I do until it's like, I don't know. I feel like it's nice to get to know a person before you figure out.
Have you written songs about your past exes?
Oh, yeah.
And do they know the songs about them?
I don't know. We don't talk anymore. I don't know.
That's funny. This is for you.
Yes, exactly. It has your name written all over it. You just may or may not know.
What is thrifting?
Thrifting? What is it?
What is thrifting? For the benefit of our international, I know what it is, but okay, I'm asking you for the benefit of our international audience.
I guess when you get like repurposed clothes, but clothes that already exist, it's kind of in a way environmentally friendly. You're kind of upcycling or buying pieces that were once belonged to someone else that you then incorporate into your wardrobe. I feel like that's kind of the best way I would describe it. But I love thrifting. My pants I'm wearing right now are thrifted. I feel like I love the idea of a story behind an article of clothes.
Yes.
Whether that is the curiosity of, like, even I have this ring that I wear all the time. It's like this little coin. It used to be like a random man's ring that I now carry with me. And I'm sure he had a story and it followed him along his journey. And now it's on my hand. So it's just kind of a cool thing of never really knowing the full story behind something. But also then in Japan, there was great thrifting. So you wear a piece and you're like, oh, I got this when I was there. So
right.
Story behind it.
No, I love it. I love the fact, you know, that as you explained it so well, that there, you know, there's a story that comes with those pants. You may or may not know that story, but you're in those pants and walking the same steps that somebody else walked before you.
Yeah, it's like the in your shoes kind of,
yes,
you know,
yes, yes,
metaphor,
yes.
and then you're quite literally in someone else's shoes or top or whatever it is.
So what is it you hope to happen next? The EP's out. And after that, is it a full album? Or, I mean, this is a difficult time for album sales because now everybody's streaming. It's all about streaming now.
Yes, it is. I mean, for me, it's kind of like, you know, I would love to be putting out another album every week, you know, if it were up to me. And we just have so many songs because, I mean, since I started working with Tommy, we wrote so much music since then. And so it's kind of figuring out, are we going to put them into smaller projects? Are we going to put a whole album? And so we're actually, you know, talking about it now. Don't want to give too much away. And I definitely, you know, want to live in the moment of this current EP. But yeah, we shall see. I don't want to give too much away.
Sorry, we won't give too much. We'll keep it between you and I. That's it.
Okay. I'll tell you after.
And a few hundred million people
exactly.
around the world. Gabby Sklar is our guest here on Border Crossings, here on The Voice of America. And you have, I guess, apparently you've also had your hand in some other, you know, activities. Acting, is that something that you do, that you want to do, that you like to do?
Currently, no. I mean, I've always really wanted to do voice acting, which is so ironic because I hate my speaking voice. I feel like a lot
really?
Of people struggle to, like, when you hear yourself back on a voicemail or a voice memo. And I think, you know, obviously pursuing music is something, and being on social media and having to hear your voice has definitely gotten me more used to it. But I would love to do voice acting. I think that'd be really fun. And I think if there's an opportunity that I can, you know, play the role in a good way and really give it what it deserves, then I would love to be a part of it.
Excellent. Well, we're going to get another song from Gabby Sklar right now. What are you going to do for us?
This one is Heartbreak in Heaven, which is the title track off of my EP, Heartbreak in Heaven.
All right, here it is on Border Crossings.
What if tomorrow God come along? Wait at the counter for my time to go. And in the morning, if I don't wake up, I'm gonna miss you most of all. Will there be a party? Gold harps and Harleys, a toast just to welcome me home. If you wanna see me, oh, it's so easy. Look in the clouds, I've been there.
Crossings, the title track from the new EP Heartbreak in Heaven with Gabby Sklar, who is the writer and the singer of that song. And you said the song is about loss.
Yes. So Heartbreak in Heaven, it's a very interesting song for me because it's definitely been very career defining in ways that I think people wouldn't expect. I wrote the song with the intention of it was about me. And I think a lot of people interpret it different ways. I have lost people throughout my life, as a lot of people unfortunately have. And I always think of those people and, oh, I wish I could tell them this, or I wish, you know, they could see this, but, you know, unfortunately they can't. And then I kind of projected that into what is that going to be, you know, one day when someone else is feeling that about me and I'm no longer here. And not to get too morbid, and that's kind of what inspired the song. And I think if you listen to like that first verse, you can really understand that it is about me. But then in releasing it, it's taken the ego out of it completely. It has nothing to do with me. And the ripple effect that I think of, you know, people sharing their stories of love and loss and what it means to them has really little, you know, showed that that's the case, that it has nothing to do with me and it's something way larger. And it's about how other people interpret it at this point. And I'm just grateful to have created something for people to hold on to and to give them comfort.
And writing, since you're a talented songwriter, it's got to be cathartic. I mean, it has to be, somewhat therapeutic to be able to express emotions and feelings, and at the same time, people don't know if what you're talking about is you or someone else, but you know what you're singing about.
Yeah, and I love that with, you know, even songs that I love to listen to and songs that I write, everyone can interpret art in a different way in any art form. And I think that's the coolest thing about it. And I'm just grateful that I created something that people can now interpret it and kind of hold on to. Yeah.
Heartbreak in Heaven is the name of the new EP and the song that we just heard from Gabby Sklar, who is with us. Now, where can people find you on social media? I know you got millions of followers, millions of streams. Where can people find Gabby Sklar?
On all social media platforms, you can follow me at Gabby Sklar, GABISKLAR.
GABI, is that something you changed, or was that how your mom spelled it?
Now, my full name's Gabrielle, and I
Oh, a
kind
beautiful
of
name.
thank you so much. It's so long. So for me, my mom, I remember she was like, I want to name her Gabrielle, but I don't want people calling her Gabby. And now that's what everyone calls
That's
me.
what you're called.
It's by the time you finish Gabrielle, it's like you're already on the other side of the room. You know, it's just so much longer. But so Gabby, it's short, it's easy.
Easy to
So.
remember, Gabby Sklar. And so we're going to give you a chance now before we wrap up to say a message to the audience around the world. If you want to send a shout out, we're on in 100 countries. I'm sure they're all meeting you for the first time. Some know you,
Oh,
some are
cool.
just meeting you. So.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you so much for having me and just say hi to everyone who's tuned in. Thank you so much for people that are new. I hope that you listen to the EP and you love it and you find pieces of yourself in it. And for the people that are tuning in that have known me for a while, thank you for sticking around for this crazy journey. I'm so grateful. I love you all and I hope everyone's doing well.
Do you have a nickname for your fans?
The Super Sklars.
Super Sklars. I love it. I love it. That's great.
Sklar star, it kind of just, yeah.
I love it. I love it. Gabby Sklar, our guest, and Heartbreak in Heaven, the name of the new album. Please get a copy of that and check her out. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. You're watching VOA TV.